First time in a long time, the Tampa Bay Rays are not picked to be a contending team in the American League East. That doesn't mean they won't be, but a lot of their key guys that have run the show for the last several years are gone. Joe Maddon, no longer their manager. Andrew Friedman, no longer their general manager. Andy Freed is still one of the broadcasters and a great Baltimorean. Andy, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It is a it's always enjoyable to be with you and the WBAL, of course.
Well, Andy is joining us, by the way, on vacation in Disney World, so we really give you a lot of credit, Andy. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And, here's how I know that I'm still a Baltimorean at heart, is that I'm closely listening to the traffic report there, and I'm like, oh, good, it's good at 95 in the former county tunnel. Fantastic.
You can sleep easy tonight.
Now it's good. Okay.
And I'm sure your folks and family and friends are grateful for that traffic report tonight. All right, how different is it? No Joe Maddon, no Andrew Friedman.
Well, it's very different, especially with Joe, because Joe is such a part, really, of all our lives. He had an amazing ability to develop relationships with all of us. I mean, I think we all felt like we knew him so closely and personally, and we've been over his house so many times, and he's just a terrific guy. I think he's probably the linchpin personality in the history of this franchise in uniform, that without him, I don't think this thing turns or flips in the way it did when the Rays became good in 08. So that feels very, very different. But look, I mean, 9 years together with Joe Maddon and Andrew Friedman, that doesn't happen too much. They were the longest-running manager, general manager team in baseball. So, you know, things change. And the more you're in sports, especially in a professional situation like this, the more you've got to embrace change. And that's kind of a hard lesson to learn. And frankly, I'm still learning it and trying to deal with it. But you develop personal relationships with people. And it'll be different without Joe and Andrew and Ben Zobrist and some of the other guys. But, you know, outside of Zobrist, I actually think the Rays kind of upgraded at just about every position and all the moves that they made. So, you know, positionally, I think the Rays are probably a little better than last year, but we're banged up in the pitching staff, and I'm concerned on how we're going to score runs. But outside of that, it's going to be nice and easy.
It's been a real struggle to score runs recently. I want to get to that, but what do we know about new manager Kevin Cash?
Well, we know that he is the youngest coach or manager or head coach or manager in any of the four major sports. He's never managed a game prior to spring training at any level. He's been an advanced scout and a bullpen coach for a total of 3 years, and he was given the reins to the team. I think the Reds are hedging their bet that he's going to become a very good manager, and they've given him a 5-year deal. At least that's what's been reported. So I think that they feel very good that this is the next guy to kind of lead the franchise. You know, it's easy to look back, say, to Joe Maddon and say, well, look what he's become. But in 2006, Joe Maddon wasn't exactly a big name, even though he'd been in baseball for 30 years. You know, Kevin Cash to me is like, he's like a baseball gym rat. His whole upbringing was in baseball. He was involved in the local Little League in town. He was in the Little League World Series in Tampa. And then he went on to Gaither High School in the area, went on to Florida State, and was a professional baseball player. So his whole life has been immersed in baseball. I think the Rays are in pretty good hands, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are times that inexperience does come to light.
Andy, are they going by the same principal rules? They were more of a stat team, a sabermetric team. They did things a little quirky, a little differently. One of the main reasons they've been so good and so successful for so long now. Are they still operating by those same principles?
Absolutely. They absolutely are. And, you know, and Joe Maddon was perfect for the team because he didn't mind being, you know, quirky and different. And he certainly took the heat when it didn't work and then ultimately ended up receiving credit, or as he would say, probably too much of it when things went well. But a lot of it is really kind of a front office organizational philosophy. You know, I think the Rays have been pretty much leading the charge or ahead of ahead of the curve with regard to shifting and sabermetric and analytics in the way that they've done it. So I don't think that's going to change. You know, Matt Silverman, the team president, is out of the same sort of mold as Andrew Friedman. They've made a lot of changes even from the inside this year. So, you know, it's really all about change. But in respect to what you say, yes, I think they will continue to be that sort of quirky organization because with the payroll limitations that they have, I think you have to do things a little bit differently and sometimes not be afraid to be looked at as different or weird, which they were for several years until it started to work, to make the whole thing work. If not, if you try to be just kind of a traditional button-down organization on $70 million payrolls these days in baseball, I don't think you're going to be too successful.
Andy Freed, one of the voices of the Tampa Bay Rays, with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Andy, when you look at the rotation, take the injury to Cobb, which I do want to ask you about, out of the picture for a moment. Let's say for a moment he's healthy and well. It's a different looking rotation than the one we've seen over the last few years with a lot of really big names in it and Cy Young contenders. But Cobb, Archer, I saw Smiley pitch in Baltimore last year. Very impressive. He came over in the price trade. Odorizzi, Matt Moore somewhere in there, I guess, if he's healthy. This rotation could still be really good.
Well, that was really going to be our strength of the team. And if we're going to be successful, that will be the strength of the team. To tell you what stability has meant from the pitching standpoint, the Rays have not had a starting pitcher not named Shields or Price since 2007. So that's a long time ago. And it was going to be Cobb until he got hurt, and now it's Archer. But I think at the beginning they're going to have to be really creative with the back end of the rotation. Right now they've got, you know, Archer and Odorizzi as kind of the front two. Nathan Carnes, who was going to be in a competition for the number five spot in the organization and on the outside looking in, probably he's going to end up being our third best starter. And then we've got Matt Andreese, while it hasn't been named, a guy we had gotten from the Padres in a deal a year ago. He is probably going to be slotted in number four. And I don't even know what they're going to be doing with number five right now. They may be doing some interesting things and maybe group relievers for the fifth starter spot in the beginning. Now, they don't need one until April 15th, and they've been very, very close to the vest in what they're going to do, which tells me, being around this organization, that they're working on something funky right now. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. But there's lots of changes coming. When Alex Colome comes back, when Drew Smiley comes back, when Alex Cobb comes back, and then when Matt Moore returns in June or July, and those other three guys I was talking about should be towards the end of April, I think things will probably settle in a little bit from a starting pitching standpoint.
And last question, Andy. Tell me about the future of the club right now. I read a lot of stuff over the last few months about the future of the Rays in St. Pete or in the Tampa Bay Metro. How do you see this playing out? I know we ask this and go through this every year, but where are we now?
Well, I mean, I could probably talk forever about it. But ultimately what I know is what the general public knows down here in terms of the Rays ownership and the mayor of St. Petersburg actually on the same page, but the mayor's own city council not really doing what he wants them to do, which is allow the Rays to look in other areas of the Tampa Bay area. I know that our owner, Stu Sternberg, has been steadfast in saying he does not want to move the team anywhere outside of the Tampa Bay area. You know, I would guard anyone, especially around Baltimore as you're listening, to not believe necessarily the national narrative on the Rays. The Rays are much more successful down here than people realize. Ratings are terrific, TV, radio, merchandise, everything that you need to be a successful franchise is there, except they need to get a few hundred thousand more people at the gate. There's no arguing that. But he's not looking to move it to Montreal. He's not looking to move it to Vegas. He's not looking to move it to Carolina. He wants it to work here. And ultimately, I think it's one of those things where it's going to work out long term, but it probably will have to get a little uglier before it gets better. That's my guess.
Politics involved? Obviously, that's the way we're going.
That's it. That's right. And you know what, Brett? I can tell you this. Being from Baltimore and growing up, I remember, as we all do, what Robert Irsay did to the area, and how it was an endless threat that he was going to be moving the Baltimore Colts. Well, I've told this to our owner that I feel proud that I work for a guy that has done it the opposite way, that has said he wants to stay here. He doesn't want it to be a lingering threat that he might move. He doesn't want to move. So I appreciate the way he's gone about it, but sometimes hands have to get dirty, and I think that's ultimately the way it's headed until it gets done, and I think it ultimately will get done.
And we remember how that got dragged out, and then, of course, the announcement that there would be a stadium deal in downtown Baltimore. And people forget this. I mean, it wasn't just about the Colts. I mean, the Orioles at that time, people were nervous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can remember walking around the Inner Harbor and people with petitions about getting the stadium deal done. I mean, it was a very, very hot. You look back now and you see, oh, it all worked out great. But, you know, hands need to get wrung before sometimes threats have to happen before things actually get done.
Andy Fried, the great Baltimorean and one of the voices of the Rays. We appreciate Andy. Orioles in Tampa Bay, they get it going in 6 days. Enjoy your vacation.
Hey, looking forward to it, Brett. Great to talk to you. We'll see you throughout the year.